twice and maybe four times. The labor, the masons and the carpenters and everything is gone up. And now the engineers are estimating it will be costing $300,000. So that is also another reason the brethren at Northeast asked me to come back and to raise some special support for this evangelism center for the school. This evangelism center will serve as in a meetings, workshops, and the church and Bible classes that we're holding each year on a number of occasions. And it provides us in a tremendous effort to grow the church in India. Because we cannot go into the streets and conduct the meetings because of the Hindu radicals and the Hindu politicians of some areas. And so we have to bring those people once in a year or twice in a year to the school within the four walls and conduct the Bible classes and the meetings and the gospel meeting, something like that. So I humbly request you to give us a one-time contribution to this evangelism center building, and so that we maybe worship God and maybe we can serve the people of God without any problem with the Indian religious people, and we will be happy to serve those things. For the last 35 years, when I went back in 76, established and started the preachers training school, and we trained nearly 2,000 preachers out of this school. Our state is completely filled by our graduates. Anywhere you go into the villages or cities, or like a country like Myanmar, you go to the Nepal, or maybe the neighboring states, like Chennai or maybe Mumbai and other states, you see our students. So we are also either directly or indirectly responsible for establishing 3,000 congregations from village to the city. So these congregations, whereas they about 15 to 150 people gathering there in these congregations. With my hands, I baptized over 19,000 people during the last 35 years of my work there. And so this is one of the biggest school in India in Church of Christ, and we have the largest circulation of students all over the state. And our school is set there until Christ coming. No doubt we have every equipment, every building, every tool to produce preachers each year. We graduate an average of 63 students per year. So you can see how many students we graduated for the last 35 years. So it is a tremendous effort, not only me, the brethren there with me, work and helping me in this great work. And I know you've been with me for the last 30, 35 years to support this work. Your many dollars are there, and each dollar has earned a soul, no doubt about it. And you have shared your good faith with them. We trying to establish more and more congregations through these trained students so that someday the India may be a Christian country. That is what our political people are afraid of. They do not want to be our country a Christian country, and do not want to see any legislation or legislators in the home Christians. That is why they are causing so many other problems. When American brethren comes to India, they cannot go into the villages and preach unless they have a religious visa. That means when you apply for a visa to India, they'll question you what purpose you are going. Your purpose is only tourist or a visitor, then you cannot preach or teach any classes. These Hindu radicals that come to the meetings, they ask the first question. Any American is preaching there, whether you have a religious visa or a tourist visa. If you have a religious visa, you can preach, but without religious visa, you cannot preach. That kind of problems are situated right now in the congregations and churches. And another thing is the denominational threat is a great thing next to the Hinduism. So to protect our people and our faith from these two factors, and we are planning on constructing this evangelism center to lead our church, our Lord, into the homes of many Indians. Would you please start this? These are some slides. I do not have all the slides, but if I have all the slides that I have worked, it will take maybe 3-4 hours, but we condense it to about 40 or 35 minutes. These are the denominational pastors, those who brought to the preacher's training school and trained them for 2 years and convert them. After converting this denominational pastor and his wife, and we will be going after their congregation to conduct Bible classes. And if they agree with the New Testament truth, the whole congregation will be converted into Church of Christ. And we'll be supporting that preacher, because as soon as he accepted the New Testament truth, he will lose the denominational affiliation. So he cannot get any support from them. And so maybe 5 to 10 years, we have to support these people after they graduated from the school. These are the baptisms. So you see a number of baptisms by me and some of our preachers in the area when I go and conduct the meetings, and they will be baptized. On average of 525 or maybe 530 people will be baptized per year. So we have baptized, so far I witnessed about 19,000 baptisms. But our students all over the India, I do not know how many they baptized. Maybe there is another 30,000, maybe 40,000 will be there. Sometimes there is a denominational congregation, sometimes Hindu people. Sometimes we baptize some Catholics also. Sometimes we have students joined in the school. Maybe they're from the Christian parents, or maybe Church of Christ. Maybe they're not being baptized, but when they come to the school, they obey the Lord. This is in a Bible correspondence course. This is both in English and Telugu. Telugu is our state language. Now we have started this Bible correspondence course in the website, www.preacherstrainingschool.com. You can also do this English Bible correspondence course. This course was written by the preachers in the Church of Christ in America. And I took this 30 lessons Bible correspondence course to India and translated to Telugu, our language, and then we joined together both. We have more than 12,000 people completed this Telugu Bible correspondence course over the past few years. And now we have gone to the website and we have the lessons, and you can study the lessons and take an exam and then go to the second lesson and take an exam. Like that, you can finish 30 lessons. And after 30 lessons, you will obtain a certificate. You can print your own certificate at your home. If you young people would like to do it, it is this Bible correspondence course is the history of the church and the history of the Bible, and also about the Church of Christ and the Holy Spirit and the worship, things like that. It is covered from Genesis to Revelation. And so it is a very knowledgeable Bible correspondence course. You young people would like to check it. And it is www.preacherstrainingschool.com. Then you can be on it. You can see a number of things. And there is a button in the left side. You see there, there's a Bible correspondence course. And you click that and you got into the Bible correspondence course in English medium. This is a core technical school. Brother Davis, while ago, talking about it, and Brother Kenneth is explained about this to Brother Davis. And this is, besides the Bible training, we also teach some trade training to the student. When a student comes to the school for 2 years or 3 years Bible training, we ask him to select his technical course, whether he can do it in a computers or electrician or tailoring or type or radio and TV mechanism. So there are 5 courses offered, and these courses, according to their taste and ability, they will select, and it is only for 1 hour a day. But 5 hours in the Bible training and 1 hour a day in a technical training, that it will provide them some stability when they go back home. They can do this handwork and support the congregation or support himself to preach the gospel. You can see the ladies also. The ladies also, another wing, it is started in 2000. This is a Calvin Women Bible College. And this college has the same classes with the men also. Especially country like in India, it is very difficult for women, men to go into the houses of high caste people. You all know there is a caste system in India. There are 4 castes. The priest caste and the merchant caste is the highest caste in India. And so the people wanted to go, the men may not be going into the homes of the women. Because that's a traditional custom that involves that a man cannot go and see the woman separately or alone. And so, if the preacher wife is an educated one, she can reach these homes. Because all the men goes to the work and the women remain at home. And so that time, the preacher's wife can reach these homes and study the Bible with them and explain them and bring them to the church. So actually, in Indian congregations, there are more women in the church, and the woman can do more than the preacher. That is the technique in Indian preaching the gospel. If a student classrooms, these are. These students comes from about 18, 20 years to some 50, 45 years of age. These are men students. These students will receive the 2 years training, but not only that, we have to do the follow-up work with these students. When they go back and start their some new congregation in a village or a city, we have to go and strengthen him, both financially and spiritually, until he stands over there. Distributions, like charity work, or we, because of the poor people and very poor economical standards they have, and mostly the woman is very poor condition sometimes. So whenever our American brethren or a Canadian brethren that comes to the school, they're given a special donation to buy some these bicycles and saris and Bibles and sometimes motorbikes to the people that need it in the school, and we will be distributing these things to them. These motorbikes was given by Brother F.T. Patton, those that are working in the school as a teachers and in other capacities. You see that we are distributing clothes and towels and saris to the people in the churches in different places. We're not able to do all that we should do, but we are doing only how much we can do to help these people in this charity work. These are the three men that works constantly with me in the school, and they're going to be the responsible if I die sometime. You know, if I am not there or if my chapter is end, and so that these men will carry on this work. And so we already trained these three men. One is in the man in your right, the short man, is an educational director. He look after all the school matters, official matters, with the government, with the school and teachers and everything. And the man in the middle is an evangelism director. He organizes the meetings and the Bible classes and all any other evangelical items that he has to be. And the man in the third man is responsible for maintaining the preacher's training school. He's like a maintenance man. He look after all the buildings and painting, construction and plumbing and electrical work and buying groceries to the students and everything he will be looking after. So a combination of three men, the school can be in the safe hands. And so for 3 months I am here, but these people will carry the work as I am there. No problem for them. This is a graduation just last April. We had these many women and men graduated from the school. This is our local church where we worship, but because we do not have other facilities and we have to accommodate this graduational ceremony in the same place, he's the speaker that day, and that is the sponsors of the classes, and I was presenting the certificates. And also technical schools also present their certificates with mark list, everything. And if they can earn a job, they can produce the certificate as well as. sometimes the students, after the graduation, they share their love with me by giving some presents and photos like that, and for their remembrance in the school. And teachers also honored by the students. These are the some baptisms we had after the graduation. We have baptized, I think, five denominational people on the same day. They were the preachers in the villages. They finished their training also with us, and so they are baptized, and we will be going to their congregations to preach and strengthen them. This is the Krupa Vakyam. It is a monthly magazine which we release from the school. It says about 4,500 copies every month. They visit the homes of the Christians and preachers and denominational people. And this Krupa Vakyam has an up-to-date things, like daily things, what is happening in the churches, and also spiritual matters, and sermon outline, and also outline of the some book from the Bible. I like that. Very up-to-date issues will be written and sent to them. This is also in the website. We put them in the website so that people can read. This is the local church at school. This is the Bible class where I teach the Bible class on Sundays and Wednesday nights. And preach every Sunday in the local congregation if I am there. If not, one of the brethren or the teachers will fill up my place. Sometimes the students come forward and baptizes like this. These are the outdoor meetings where we conduct meetings with great difficulty of people sitting on the floor having something, mats or something like that. But mostly this is done outside the villages. Sometimes we have a gathering from 500 to 4,000 people gathering in these meetings. We also conduct some one-day Bible schools around the state where the people cannot come to the school. Maybe on every second Saturday, we'll go to these villages and a central place where the church building may be. And there we conduct these Bible schools, one-day Bible school, and teach a New Testament pattern or something about the New Testament church. These are the preachers' workshops that we conduct at school. Preachers come from various places, and they will be there for 3 or 4 days sometimes. These classes, we conduct them, give them more insight in the Bible, and so they can go back and strengthen their congregations and fellowship. We have a lot of failures in the church attendance. People, if it is too rainy, they don't come to the church. If it is too hot and humid there, people don't come to the church. Because most of the people came from paganism, like Hindu religion. And they behave like that with their gods and idols. And so the same lifestyle, they wanted to have it in the church. And it is very hard to convince sometimes. We have a record of people that have been baptized, 150 people, but maybe 75 people only attending on average. And when we visit the homes and ask them why, what is this, and like this, and people may say different answers. But they are not afraid of Jesus Christ and his coming. And it needs a lot of teaching, and they have to have a lot of faith in God. Most of the continental countries have this problem. Oriental countries have this problem because people are not taught from the childhood. The first time I studied the Bible when I was in a 12th grade in high school, senior. But I do not know all the names of the Bible, books of the Bible. When I came to Fort Hardeman, I know only 2 books, Psalms and Proverbs. But other than that, I don't know anything in the Bible. So we are not cultivated for Sunday Bible schools or maybe Wednesday Bible schools. And our children, the children of the Hindu people, they don't attend the Bible schools and things like that. And so we have to teach and we have to discipline them so much. And sometimes when we discipline them, and they'll get angry and they leave the church. And again, we have to go back after them and request them to come back to the church. These things are common in these countries. In the school, the preachers are learned to practice the preaching. We teach them how to prepare to preach a lesson. It's like in a preacher's lab, like what we had at Fried Hardeman. And these students will be trained there how to preach, how to use their body language, and how to see and how to talk, articulations and pronunciations of the languages, and how good they can preach. And these all preaching will be recorded and then played back to them on the TV, and they can see what mistakes they are doing and how they have to be improved. And so all these things will be taught in this lab. These are the buildings that we have at a preacher's training school. We have almost 7 buildings. 2 were three floors building, story building, and 5 are 2-story building. This is our water tank. It supplies the total water, and that is the main gate where we enter into the school. That's Brother David Jones' library. We have more than 4,000 volumes of Christian literature. Books from the church are there. The students have time to go into the books. This is inside the rooms, which looks like. In the room, so in each room, 4 girls or 4 boys will stay. Not like in the States. We cannot afford to provide 2 boys for a room because it needs a lot of space. And the land is very costly, and the construction of the buildings are very costly. And so we accommodate in each room 4 boys separately, and in a separate building, girls live, and they also have the same facilities. Four girls are there. This is the place where they just walk around, and at a tea time, the people will move around. These are the PT school lectureships. In the beginning of this class, I was talking about the evangelism center because of this. We've been conducting this lectureship for the last 22 years. It's something like a Fred Hardeman lectureship and a David Lipscomb lectureship. So we will have people coming from all over the state. You know, I'm talking about the country having a 1.3 billion people, and the city I am living is a million people city. So any village you go, a small village you go, you see thousands of people there. So when the meetings like this conducted, people wants to come and hear the gospel. And so hundreds and thousands of people attend these meetings. The thing is, we have to provide them place to sleep and eat food. And if we can provide the place to sleep and food, and then people are there to come and listen to the gospel. So that is why we are asking you, brethren, to help us to construct this evangelism center for the future of the Christians and the preachers training school in India. This is how we prepare this lectureship place. After the lectureship and the closing day, we'll announce if the people would like to be baptized, and they will come forward, and baptisms will be taken place. These are the speakers on the lectureship. We have Indians and Americans jointly speaks in this lectureship. This is the school office building. That was my office. This is the Dean of Admissions and Records. This is our computer room where we do all our printing and things. This is our conference room. This is another office. Used to be Nathan, my son, was in the school. This is the evangelical director and the maintenance man. Student activities, some of them. They have a chapel every day in the morning, 11:30 to 12. And again, they have a chapel at evening, 5:30 to 6. And they have a lunch like that prepared and put on the tables, and they'll come and eat. Both women have separate dining hall and men have separate dining hall. These are the boys' rooms, how they've been allotted to them. This building for the girls was built by Brother Kenneth, mother-in-law, donated the total money for the building. Her name is Lily Mayo, and in her honor, we have constructed this women's college building. Completely, she donated the money for this building. This is the teachers and staff. Every teacher has a cabin in the school, and they study, and at their leisure time, they do their work. Besides teaching, we have now 8 teachers in the school, including me. And these are the women that are preparing the vegetables to the students, and that is the kitchen where they cook. Like that, it is a gas-operated stoves. We have 4 women to prepare this food and clean this campus. I think that's all, and I have shown you pretty good all the campus and the activities. If you would like to have any questions, I'll be glad to answer before our bell rang. If anybody interested in knowing more than what you have seen, and Preacher's Training School students requires $50 a month. And that provides him in a training in the school for 2 years or 3 years. And on behalf of the elders at Northeast Church of Christ, I request if you, any, would like to give an eternal education to one of the Indian boys, you can support a student with $50 a month. And that will be good enough for them to learn the Bible there. So it must be for either 2 years or 3 years support, because he will be in the school for two. If he comes for the Telugu medium, he will be staying 2 years, and if we English medium, he will be staying with us for 3 years. So I would really appreciate and for your generosity, and if you would any individually would like to support this work, you may give your checks to the elders here so they can forward to the Northeast, and we can come up with some money, the loss of $2,000 a month. See, my problem is I am in India, the work is in India, the money comes from America. I have no one here to motivate the people. That's my problem. That's why I am losing them, my support all the time. And so that's why they ask me to come back each time. So if someone in this congregation would motivate people on behalf of India, I am be very grateful to you and thankful to you. I will be keeping in touch with you all the time. And if you please visit our website. You can see the up-to-date pictures and activities, and everything is in the website. And I send newsletters. I used to send newsletters every month, but because the postal stamp duty is gone so high, and so I made it bi-monthly. Every 2 months I send a report. And if you would like to receive a newsletter, either through electronic media or through the mail, you please give me your address, and so I can add to my mailing list. And so I'll see that you, every month or every 2 months, you will get an up-to-date report on the Preacher's Training School. Yes, sir.